patients. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Amanda Moxley calling in on January 10th, 2012, and I want to really give everyone a really warm, loving welcome. This is the 6 months to Six Figures the Healthy Way free training series, and this is a preview call series to my 6 months to Six Figures the Healthy Way private mentorship program, which you can read all about at www.amandamoxley.com/6in6/. Again, that's www.amandamoxley.com/6in6/. I'll be talking more about that and answering questions. If you, any of you have questions tonight, you are, I recommend writing them down, and then I will open up the line for question and answer, in a little bit. So I really want you to be present, be mindful, turn off any other distractions, and really settle in, because there is a lot of power and potential in this month of January of new beginnings, a fresh new slate for you, your business, your vision, etc. So let's harness the power of the hour and really, really call in your deepest, highest potential and ask for an awakening. So my intention is that everyone listening to this call right now will have some sort of aha, some awareness, and some deep, profound transformation in that you'll be able to really move forward claiming your financial destiny in 2012, because the world needs more people to be in their power around money, have a healed money story, so that we can contribute more to the world and uplift the consciousness of the planet. And if you're on the call, you are one of those people that is meant to partake in this situation of really uplifting the consciousness of the planet. And that goes with healing and transforming your own money story. The theme for tonight's call is how to manifest a six-figure health and healing business in 6 months with ease and grace. And I'm going to give you all that I've got and the time that we have, and I promise to tell you how you can get more support, more accountability, and mentoring to create your six-figure business in the next 6 months. So imagine that by July 2012, you could be making $100,000. And I know that it's possible because I did it myself in 2011, just, you know, a couple, the last year, right? So for those of you who do not know me, I'm just going to give a brief introduction, because we have new people enrolling in the course every day, and I'm so grateful to hear from you, and I'm grateful that you sent in what your money struggles were when you did opt in to receive this information. So I really like being able to hear from you and what your money stories and challenges and struggles have been. Thank you. So I'm Amanda Moxley, and I'm a body transformation coach and expert. I first healed my own body. I'll talk about that in a minute, but in terms of my professional background, I have a master's in social work. I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I have been a yoga teacher for 10 years. And I've been teaching and coaching women and men professionally around their health and body image and weight release since 2006. And I have to say very humbly that I am really gifted at health and body transformation coaching because of my studies, but more importantly because of my own personal transformation and experience with healing my own dysfunctional relationship with my food and my body. I went from a size 14 to a size 4, and I now no longer self-sabotage with food. I don't binge with food. I don't beat myself up about my body. I mean, I hardly even think about it. I'm obviously pregnant right now. That's another interesting fact about me. But, you know, before and even during that, you know, being pregnant, I really love, love, love my body. I'm so grateful for it. And it wasn't always like that. And I've really been able to help, you know, hundreds of different clients really, truly transform their bodies and release multiple, multiple pounds and really get on their path and really have an awesome life. So currently I'm a sought-after nutrition expert for TV and magazines, and I'm an award-winning business owner. So once I healed and transformed my own relationship with my food and my body, I was ready for the next frontier. And that was building a thriving holistic health coaching practice while simultaneously healing and transforming my money story. You know, I went into this business like many of you. You had some healing transformation like I had, and I went into it to help other people. I didn't go into it to make money. I didn't I didn't even know what six figures were. You know, I just literally went into it to help people. And but as I grew up and I took on more responsibility of a home and getting married and having a baby and now having a second one, I realized the importance and the absolute must it is for me and really for all women and all of us listening to be able to expand into our highest potential financially. Because money only magnifies who you already are. It expands who you are. So I didn't inherit money. I didn't marry money. And I certainly didn't want to work for a corporation or an agency trading my precious human life for dollars. I had a passion and a spunk and creativity and an adventurous spirit, and I wanted to create my own business and my own life, just like I'm sure you feel the same way. And for the past several years, I poured my heart and soul into learning everything I could about marketing online and offline, about business building, about the structures of business, about sales/service, about media training and social media and branding and affiliate marketing and creating joint ventures and collaborative partners and speaking and blogging and networking and creating systems and hiring a team and expanding my offers and niche development and, you know, a lot of really amazing business basics that I love and so excited about, and I can help teach others about at this point because it's such a passion and a joy, and I get it and I like it. So it's a real gift for me too to at this point be able to share those passions with you as well. And over the past several years, I've also poured my heart into, you know, really this money manifestation, understanding money, understanding my relationship with money, studying money and spirituality and faith and healing my relationship with the divine, which is pretty interesting. You think you're all cool with the divine, and then when you start your own business, it's like the ultimate self-development course. So I learned how to trust and believe and have faith and know and trust that I am loved and that every desire in my heart is worthy of a manifestation. So a lot of inner work and a lot of outer work. It's sort of like the masculine structures and the containers of building a successful six-figure business, and then all that inner work and inner belief. I poured over $150,000 into my training, and I consider this my business education through working with business mentors, seminars, workshops, books, online courses, you name it, I've done it. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. What I just shared about business, I also did all that same stuff with my body and health, and that's how I transformed that. So, you know, and I'm sure you can relate, you know, you do one thing one way, then the next way is the next way. You know, I thought about this $150,000+ as my PhD from Harvard or my business school, getting an MBA or really getting a higher education. But I've invested in myself, and it's come back to me triplefold. You know, my cousin, it's just really exciting news. My cousin, she's goes to Duke, and she's 22, and she just got into Harvard Law School. And that's like $60,000 a year. And so, and Duke was $40,000 a year. So it's like really investing in yourself and it coming back to you. Obviously, my cousin's super on purpose. Not many people get into Harvard Law School. But just really that purpose, that drive, that passion, it has been, you know, I've really been fierce with my desire to make this happen, to have a successful business, that is. And so like you may be doing, I was watching, like you might be watching me. I know a lot of you are on these calls. We have over 200 people registered. And you might be watching me and you're thinking, what has she got going on? Or how can I learn from her? And you are looking for a mentor. And I was doing the same thing. I was watching all these successful health and healing coaches be in the spotlight and live their dreams, and I wanted that for myself. I knew I had it in me, but I felt stuck in so many areas. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't know what to do, etc. Back in a year ago, January, February 2011, I hit my personal rock bottom, and you can read the whole story on the amandamoxley.com/6and6 sale, you know, information page. But in a nutshell, I had $200 to my name. I had $30,000 in debt, and I had a huge debt story that really kept me locked into feeling shameful and embarrassed. It was not a good time. It was the darkest time of my life. I had to borrow money to pay my mortgage, and it was very, very terrifying. But then I turned it around, and many of you could be in that rock bottom place. I mean, I had manifested my worst fear. I had been doing well. You know, I had money in the bank. I had 20 grand in the savings, and I had drained that. And I literally was just like, my biggest fear was that I'd have to go back to social work, and then leave, I have a great lifestyle. I get I'm with my little son all day on Tuesday, and we go to Little Gym and go out to lunch with friends, and, you know, I would have to give that up and have a real job, and that was just, like, not going to happen for me. And so I turned it around, and many of you could be there. Like, I had to hit my rock bottom in order to, like, finally turn it around, and I'm here to give you a wake-up call that you don't have to hit rock bottom in order to have your wake-up call and your turnaround. You can make a U-turn right now wherever you are. But what I did is I drew the line in the sand, and I declared to the universe that I was done with struggling financially. I was done with the roller coaster ride of I have money, woo, and I don't have money, and the drama that went with it. Can you relate? Are you done with the drama money roller coaster like I was? I declared that I was going to claim my financial destiny no matter what, and I enrolled in a high-end mentorship program that did not logically make sense, but I trusted my gut. And I kept saying yes throughout all of 2011, kept saying yes. I keep still saying yes, in spite of fear. And I kept showing up and being fierce in claiming my desires. I turned that $200 to my name to closing down 2011 with well over six figures. I made a consistent over $15,000 a month after I made the decision to allow myself to receive. It's amazing. I mean, the year before I went from making, anywhere from $200 a month, those were some really rough months, to $5,000. And I think my highest month at one point was ever before 2011 was a $13,000 month, and that was like the only time that happened. So whereas the year before I was making $50,000 during the entire year. So you can see it was a massive up-leveling and a massive shift in consciousness, and a lot of things happened for me in that time. So chances are, too, that you've had your own healing or health transformation, the reason why you have this gift that you're sharing with the world, and now you're ready to heal yourself financially. And this is who this call series is for. And you are the one that the 6 and 6 membership, mentorship program is for as well. You are the one with a tremendous heart. You have talent. You have passion. You have a huge heart. Your gifts are just off the hook. You're educated. You're smart. You're a go-getter. And your desire is to make money and to get out of financial struggle and to thrive. You know, we, at this point in our evolution as humans, it's about being done with surviving. It's 2012. You're here to thrive and to unleash and unfold your divine gifts to heal the world with your heart, your passion, and your gifts. And it really is your birthright. So you have to, and you have to make the decision to get out of survival. That hand-to-mouth, I don't know, and, oh, does God love me, or is there enough, and, lack getting out of that. I think I shared on a previous call that while I was having my meltdown a year ago, I remember driving and I was going to go teach my yoga class, and I remember just being at this traffic light, and I heard this voice say, you know what, you're a light worker. You're not here to be worried about survival. Like, shine your light. Be the light. Be the light. And that's my message for you too, is getting out of survival. We're done with that. It's not the caveman era anymore. But you can't do it alone or with the same consciousness that got you where you are today. You have to up-level. You have to make the decision. So tonight's topic is how to manifest a six-figure health and healing business in 6 months with ease and grace. And I've got 5 steps for you, and then I'm going to go through some other juicy steps as well. So get your pens, get ready to receive this information. Step number one, to manifest with ease and grace, six-figure business, is to get in your power. Get behind your work. Stand in your power. And this can be tricky because the ego tricks you and wants you to believe that you're not enough or you're not smart enough or who do you think you are, and you know, that voice, right? And it wants you to stay small and, quote, safe and to not grow. But if you aren't growing, you're dying. So my question is, if you were in your power, what would that look like? How would you make decisions? If you were in your power and you knew that the universe had your back and that failure was not an option and that you could be and do and have anything you wanted, you're in your power. Like if you hang out with the little children, I mean, they're in their power. They have no doubt. They have no fear. And that's who you were. You've lost it since you were two or so. So a bonus tip with getting in your power is act from and make decisions from where you want to be, not from where you are right now. So asking yourself, how would a six-figure business owner act, or would a six-figure business owner invest in this? Would a six-figure business owner have a mentor? Would a six-figure business owner go to that event or do this or do that? And I had this situation where I'm on my way this later on this week. I'm flying to Los Angeles with my husband, and I had this decision where I could stay in a hotel, like a really high-end hotel. And I, you know, the old me would have stayed at, like, you know, a more lower-end hotel, and I made the decision from where I want to be, and I booked the room. So really act as if. That's the bonus tip. Act from and make decisions from who you want to be, not from where you are right now. All right, step number two to manifest with ease and grace is stop living with the brakes on. You know, it's that this brake analogy. I mean, I don't live on a hill, but I always put my emergency brake on, and every single time I get in the car, I'm backing out, I'm going down the street, and I've got my emergency brake on. So how many times have you done that? You know, you're driving down the freeway. It's like that feeling that you have one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. And so you have to stop living with the brakes on. You have to let go and let God or let Goddess. Just, you know, it's like a couple years ago I rolled out that month that I made $13,000, April of 2010. I rolled out a $5,000 group program, which included two retreats, one in Hawaii and one in Utah. And anyway, I was so worried. I was so scared. I was rolling this out. This was the first time I had done a high-end program, and I made it all about me. And I remember really being scared, like, I'm asking for this. Like, I really want to have eight women in this program, but not believing in myself. So I was like, I really want it, but. So it's like, I want it, but. And so you're going for it, and yet I had the brakes on. And I had this very profound dream. I had this dream that there was this magic carpet, and I was holding on, and I was getting whipped around on this magic carpet. If you can imagine a magic carpet in the sky, like a little rug. And I was getting whipped around the whole world on this magic carpet, and I was hold on. And finally, I just, like, surrendered and released and relaxed and became one with the magic carpet. And it was the most joyful, beautiful, serene adventure of a lifetime. So the message is stop living with the brakes on and let go. Get out of your own way and let God or let Goddess. Because that's what I see so many women doing, and I did it too, in their businesses. You have a big goal. Let's say you say, you know, you want to make six figures. But no matter how hard you work, your lack of belief in yourself is like a brake that prevents you from moving forward. And now it's 2012. It's time to take the brakes off, because the only one stopping you from living your big vision is you. Your conditioning from the past. I've shared in other calls that your financial blueprint is set and coded in you by the time you are 7 years old. It's not even your story that you're telling yourself. Like, you're not even living what you're living right now, your money story. It's not even yours, and that's the good news. Your money stories and all the reasons you can't have it and you can't keep it or you don't deserve it. Your fears and your doubts. Your beliefs around not enoughness in the world and in yourself. Just a lot of lack. So that's one big fat emergency brake. And I think I'm not a real car person, but I would suggest, like, that those things I just listed are even worse and a real emergency, way more than driving down the freeway with your brake on. Maybe my husband was completely freaked out about that, but in my opinion, that's the real emergency, is you not living up to your potential and all the people on the planet that you might never get to help because of your lack of faith is stopping you in your tracks. Your lack of belief is stopping you. So that's step two. Now, step number three on manifesting with ease and grace to make six figures is be on purpose. Be a woman on purpose. Have your vision tattooed to your inner eye. Live each moment, each action, every reaction and decision on purpose, no matter what. Do not look left. Do not look right. Don't even, like, sabotage yourself in any way. Be fierce with your vision. Journal about it every day. Train your emotions. I'm a very emotional person, and chances are you are too. And the emotions can take you on this whirlwind, but you're not your emotions. You are not your mind. You are not your body. You are not your stories. So do not be overtaken by reality. What you see right now in your present reality, the reflection on your bill, your, you know, whatever you are in terms of debt, whatever you are in terms of your bank account, this is a reflection of the past. And you are creating your future by what you are thinking in this moment, what you are feeling in this moment. And this is a law. So if you have a clear and definite mental image of the things that you wish to have, to do, or to become, and hold this mental image in your thought all the time, in your leisure time, while being deeply grateful to the divine that all of your desires are and will be granted to you, you will make your mark. It's fierce focus, arrow to the bullseye. It's like, you know, very masculine. It's very warrior-like. You are in it to win it, and you are claiming it. You are a woman on purpose. So ask yourself, how would a woman on purpose, how would she make decisions? What would, if you were on purpose, what would that look like? Many of us, we don't even spend the time to even journal about that or dream about it because we're caught up in, you know, gossip or rumors or what everyone else is doing or tabloids or reality TV, and you have to be a woman on purpose. You know, my husband, we, for the last couple of years, we've got, I'll be honest, I don't really admit it, really, but we watched this one reality TV show, and it came on again this year. It's called The Bachelor. I'm kind of embarrassed. And I sat down to watch the first show last week, and I just said, you know what, John, I can't watch this. It's so stupid, and I can't watch this drama. I'm a woman on purpose. I've got goals. I've got a vision. And I left, and I went and wrote my journal and read my books and had my own spiritual time. So just don't clog yourself with all this BS that's in the reality and just falseness. I mean, it's fun once in a while to go to a movie or, you know, do something like that, but really be a woman on purpose. If you're really going to be making six figures, you got to be willing to do things that 96% of the population is not willing to do. Think differently. You can't just be a sheep watching the same reality TV shows. I mean, it's okay if you do. I'm not judging it. I'm just telling you my personal experience, okay? So step number four is make the decision to never, and I mean never, ever struggle financially again. Write that out on a little cue card. I have made the decision to never again struggle financially. Draw the line in the sand. You have to draw the line in the sand, because if you're not, you're going, it's like you're, you know, the drug analogy is that, let's say you've been using for 20 years. You know, you've struggled financially for 20 years or 15 or 10 years or whatever, and you're trying to get sober. And so you keep going, you know, you're going to AA, but you're then starting to talk to your friends who are still using or going back to the dealer. There's so much just drama with other people's money stories and what people think about money and everything. So, and it's one of those things that we can get really emotional about. So draw the line in the sand and put your foot down and be able to make a definitive decision. Being able to make a definitive decision is crucial to your success and your ability to create a six-figure business. Making decisions, I know this for in my own heart, making decisions gives you strength and courage and safety. When you make the decision that you're never going to ever struggle again financially, and you're not looking left, you're not looking right, you don't have one hand on the back door, you're driving the car with one hand on the front wheel and one hand on the back door. No, both hands are focused forward fiercely on your vision. And what happens is when you really make a decision, you're being held in the arms of the divine. And you're loved. And so do not waver. There's so much power in making the decision. In fact, Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, I think it's chapter 6, is an entire chapter out of a 12-step process how to think and grow rich is on making decisions. So you have to be decisive. All right. So those are the four steps. Now I want to tell you what you must have in order to manifest a six-figure business with ease and grace in terms of like the masculine structures. So number one, you have to have your perfect messaging down so that you can communicate and call in and attract the people you're meant to serve. So lots of great coaches and business owners out there with huge hearts and big talents, but their messaging is entirely off. You have to get it right, otherwise you will never reach six figures. You have to dial in your perfect and unique message that draws in your people, your tribe, your money. And I can help you with this because I can help draw this out of you so that you can start making six figures. This is fatal. I see so many, there are how many health coaches are out there, health professionals? There's millions and billions and zillions. And their messaging is just off. And I know my messaging was off for a little bit and things weren't selling and I wasn't making money and that's why I was struggling. And once you dial in this and you get your right messaging that speaks to your people, that's how the money flows. So step number two, this isn't the fun stuff. I know it's more fun to just talk about being held in the arms of the divine and the love and I know I love all that stuff, but this is like the real stuff here. All right, so you have to know how to sell, which is something that 99% of us, 0.9% of us would rather avoid because it brings up your money story and your lack and your unworthy and your undeservability issues. You know, I've shared in the past, like I would be closing a deal, doing a health history with the client, and then they would say, oh, I can't afford that. And I'd be like, oh, don't worry about it. Let me just slash it in half and pay me over 2 years. So, you know, you have to really develop. This is a muscle. It's like a workout. You have to know how to sell. And it's really not about you. It's about service. And I can also really help you with this because I have really grown and matured in this whole sales, quote, service conversation. But if you can't sell, if you can't, I like to change the word sell to service. If you can't come from a place of service but also ask for the sale and ask for money, you're never going to make six figures. End of story. You might as well just go get a job right now. Because if you can't sell, you will not have any money. But it can be really fun. And you're taking a fierce stand for them. And you get on their side. And you know that your services are really going to help these people. It's not about you ripping them off. I mean, I had those beliefs like I'm ripping them off, but that was because I had the same lack beliefs. It was horrible. All right. And it's actually kind of interesting because I had that belief. This was a couple years ago, and I felt so bad, you know, I shouldn't charge and I can't do it. And I actually had someone say, you know, email me. I love these emails. And she said, you know, in a nutshell, she's like, you know, you're taking advantage of people. And my energy was so clean on it at that point that I just thought, ha, that's so funny because that's a part of my old beliefs, but it wasn't a wound for me anymore. Like, I was just like, actually, I'm not taking advantage of these people. Like, I'm putting these people, helping these people get on their path and heal their body and transform and, everything I was doing for them. And I was really clear and in my power and on my purpose, so it didn't sting, it didn't hurt. And that is really cool when you can have a situation like that come up, be presented to you, and it just doesn't hurt anymore. You know you've healed it. So that was step two in how to manifest the six-figure biz with ease and grace. Step three is you have to know how to market effectively and set up the right marketing structures and systems. So online marketing, offline marketing, you have to know how to set up these systems and market effectively because you're in business. You're definitely in a business. This is not just an expensive hobby. The fourth is you have to heal and transform your own wounded money story and realize in every fiber of your being that there is no lack of money in the universe. There is no lack, period, in the universe. You must know that money is currency and currency is energy, and that energy can never be created nor can it be destroyed. Money energy is infinite. It's infallible. It's limitless. It's formless. It's undeniable. It is inexhaustible. It's never ending. It is energy. Money is like air, and we are never going to run out of it. There's more money now than there ever was. We just keep printing it. So really, really healing and transforming your own wounded money story that's, you know, cultural, social codes, religious codes. It's just a complete lie. The money story on the planet is a complete lie. There is more than enough, and it's just a renewable resource. Huge healing in this piece. Huge. So the fifth piece is you have to act in spite of fear. And that is where most people get paralyzed. They don't want, you feel a little afraid. You don't believe. You have no faith. You have little faith. And so you stay stuck. And everything that you want is just outside of your comfort zone. Not full blown out of your comfort zone that you're getting taken out in a stretcher from a ski competition. No. We're talking about just a little bit outside of your comfort zone, right at the edge, you play to the edge, and a little bit more, and you learn how to fly. So you have to act in spite of fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not truth. You have to continue. You must continue to say yes, no matter what. When you're on your purpose, you have your vision, you keep showing up, and you have to be willing to do what 96% of the population is not willing to do. So that means you're thinking differently, you're feeling differently, you're spending your time differently, you're completely heads above 96% of the people. So that, I mean, who do you need to be? Obviously, and as we look at this, to create the six-figure business, it's so exciting because you're going to be transforming and expanding to your highest potential. This is about money because money is real. And it's an energy that it's going to magnify who you are, but it's also about you really, really, really stepping into your power and your potential. So, do you really have what it takes? Let me ask you that. Do you have what it takes? And honestly, you may not. But if you are willing to bet on yourself, if you really have that strong desire, this creative, spiritual entrepreneur, and you have this awesome talent and gift and passion, and you want to have a creative life, you don't want to work 9 to 5 or be in a corporation, and you want to be a creator, then you have to start worshiping your desires more than your fears. So go, if you feel it, if you know it, you have it, go for it, but don't take 5 years to do it like I did it. You know, get help immediately, get the support, take the shortcut, make the decision, be focused and fierce, and don't back down. And it can happen quick once you decide. I mean, look at what happened to me. I was at rock bottom, $200, and once I freaking made the decision, I paid $54,000 in 6 weeks, and it just kept going and going and going, and I closed down the year with well over $130,000, I think. My bookkeeper's coming next week. So, you know, it's just look at me, use me, borrow my faith. It can happen quickly. Don't take 5 years. Your people need you. The world needs you right now. Not next year, right now. So if you have decided, if you have stood up, and I want you to do that right now, just stand up and just say, I have decided, I'm drawing the line in the sand to never again struggle financially, and I have decided that 2012 is my year to claim my financial destiny. Just feel that power. The world is waiting for you. You are the one the world is waiting for. So my invitation for you tonight is to join me for my Six Figures in 6 Months The Healthy Way private customized mentorship program. The URL again for that is amandamoxley.com/6in6/. Again, amandamoxley.com/6in6/. I'm going to go to that page. I'm going to show you and talk to you about it, and then I'll open up the line for questions. The investment in this program is $10,000. There is a payment plan as well that you can use. And again, start thinking like, how would a six-figure business owner make decisions? Well, if you're making six figures, 100 grand, that's just 10 times, you're going to make that back 10 times. And you can make this, I did a VIP day last week with a new 6in6 client, and we mapped out how she's going to make 12 grand by the end of the month. So it's like super easy once you get it. So, you know, that's an investment. Let me tell you the details about it. It's really the cream of the crop. I'm going to go to that page myself right now. What you do is we start out, you get a 30-plus page welcome package where you can identify and lay out your goals, your visions, your dreams. Tell me about your money story. Tell me where you've been. Tell me where you want to go. And then we hit the ground running. You get 6 months of customized coaching, which means you get 3 private coaching calls with me every month, 18 total. So this is like a tremendous amount of time with me, private one-on-one coaching with me. You get a one-day live VIP intensive retreat day with me, and this is completely devoted to creating your Healthy Way to Six Figures master plan. Really important this day, like really getting in there, rolling up our sleeves, mapping it out. Then you get 6 monthly group topic calls on how to make six figures the healthy way, taught by myself and guest experts. You're going to get a community of the other women in the group. There are 4 spaces already taken, so 6 spaces remain. You get a private members-only private forum. You get MP3s, audios, guidebook, high-content coaching calls, and a community of 10 of you moving together to make six figures. You get a monthly accountability tracking forums to record your progress, refine your goals, and go after your dreams in a measurable way. And you get full access to me with material reviews, et cetera. Material reviews, feedback, and inner and outer support. So this is really the nuts and bolts, A to Z business building structures. And a lot of the women that are coming into the 6in6 program, some of them had a business or had a brick-and-mortar business or had an idea of a business, but really a lot of the foundation hasn't been laid yet. Some people are brand new at creating their business. So wherever you are, we're going to build it from the ground up, concrete structures it takes to build a six-figure business, plus the necessary inner work of believing in yourself and receiving what you desire. And I have such a heart for that because that was really... I mean, I love doing all this masculine building the structures. I love that. But where I was most stuck for those years was all about the inner work and believing in myself. And of course that comes from, you know, that wounded little girl, I mean, who back in the day was teased on the playground for being fat. So, you know, and we all have those wounded stories. And I'm willing to bet that there is some emotional something also for you that's blocking you. And we'll just, you know, laser in there, laser hair removal in there and really heal that and embody all aspects of yourself so that you can really step forward and be your most powerful potential person in the light, shedding your light and making the money you desire so that you never again have to say to yourself, I wish I could, but I can't afford it. Or maybe next year. It's like you're claiming it this year. So the program is limited to 10 amazing women, and the spaces are filling up quickly. I'm going to show you exactly what I did. I'm going to hold your hand every step of the way. I'll be your co-pilot, so to speak. And I want you to just imagine what it would feel like for you to pull off a transformation such as making six figures by July 2012. And your investment will have been paid for 10 times over. And if you're serious and focused, you could make this investment back in the next 30 days. This is all relative. $10,000 is really not that much when you're making $100,000. And if you really feel like this is for you and you're ready to step into making your entire year in 6 months, you can email me right now at amanda@amandamoxley.com to schedule a time for us to talk and to make sure that this is the right fit. So if this is resonating with you even a little bit, then trust your intuition. Act as if you are the six-figure businesswoman and with full faith and follow your gut, follow your intuition. Because you know that there is no lack of people suffering with weight and health issues, and there is plenty of business out there for you. And there is no reason why you can't have the same success that I've had and more. So again, it's amandamoxley.com, 6 and 6 is the URL. I love to give away fast action bonuses to reward you all for being live on the call. If you register by tonight, you can go there and you can call me. I have a little bit of time tonight to talk. If you decide to register tonight, then I'm going to give to you an additional half day VIP day. So you can use that anytime during the 6 months. It's a $1,500 value and it can be yours by just following your heart and saying yes tonight. So that is my offer for you for tonight. So does anyone have any questions? You can press *6 to unmute your line, and I am here and I'm available to answer your questions. And we'll provide feedback. Any comments, any feedback? This is just a really good opportunity if you are listening to ask me a question. I mean, I've kind of got a well of information and knowledge. So if you have something, don't be shy. That's one of the other success tips. And having a six-figure business is like being visible and standing up and stepping up and asking questions and being seen and being heard. All right, everyone. So it has been a joy and a pleasure. I hope to welcome the six of you who are, there's 200 people listening in on these calls, so I know that there's six more of you out there, and I'm so excited to work with you in the next 6 months and really create the dream business for you to start making the money you desire, and we're going to rock it out. It's your year. I'm so excited. You can manifest six figures with ease and grace and joy and fun, and just allow yourself to receive. So thank you so much, everyone. Bless you all. Have a radiant night. Bless you, and namaste.